previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Government has approved a 94.8 billion rand guarantee for Transnet. The Department of Transport says the allocation includes 48.6 billion to cover the company's debt redemptions over the next 5 years. 46.2 billion is allocated to mitigate the risks of credit company downgrades. These monies follow a 51 billion rand guarantee facility just made in May. Ratings agency S&P recently downgraded Transnet, noting that it is entirely dependent on government support. FlySouth Air's pilot strike continues. Pilots who belong to trade union Solidarity have rejected a new offer from management. They say their core grievances have not been addressed. Top of their list, a system which hands them their flight roster just a few days before the end of the month. This, they say, makes planning any kind of family or other engagement impossible. FlySouth Air has been operating a reduced schedule, but a spokesman says operations are running reliably. Looking ahead, it's a big week with two important milestones. First, on Thursday, the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee will announce its latest decision on interest rates. As we reported last week, economists are of the opinion we will get a rate cut of a quarter of 1%. Here's hoping. And that brings us to Friday. August the 1st is the deadline for the Trump tariffs of 30% to kick in here. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau has told Parliament we have submitted an alternative proposal to Washington for a deal, but so far there's been no feedback. We're facing that 30% barrier. Spare a thought for tiny landlocked Lesotho. Their minute economy is staring down the barrel of a gun knocked 50%. Like us, though, they are in negotiation with the US. And worth noting that yesterday, the European Union cut a deal for 15% tariffs. As we went into the weekend, the JSE surrendered some of its gains of earlier in the week. The all-share index was back beneath 100,000, in fact closing just beneath 99,000, down just over 1%. Top 40 down by the same amount, now just above 91,300. London's FTSE was also easier, down 0.2%, but in New York, however, the S&P 500 was up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 0.2%, both of those fresh record highs. The Dow can't quite get there, up 0.5%, still about 150 points beneath a record. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar has eased to 1.18 against the euro, the rand at 17.74 to the dollar, 20.86 to the euro, 23.85 to sterling. Gold at 3,338, platinum 1,418, Bitcoin just under 119,300, Brent crude oil $68.65 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.